Audio Renaissance presents Dancing in the Dark by Mary Jane Clark. Read for you by Eliza Foss. Prologue. Thursday evening, August 18th. Now that she was deprived of sight, her other senses were intensified. She stood in the darkness, seeing nothing but hearing the persistent roar of the Atlantic Ocean in the distance and the soft flapping of wings right above her. Her nostrils flared at the smell of must and decay. The ground was damp and cold beneath her bare feet, her toes curling in the wet, sandy dirt. She felt something brush against her ankle and prayed it was only a mouse and not a rat. 3 days in this dank chamber were enough. If she had to stay any longer, she would surely lose her mind. Still, when they found her, as she fantasized they would, the police would want to know everything. To survive this, she'd have to be able to recount every detail of what had happened. She would tell the police how he'd leave her alone for what seemed like hours at a time. She would tell them how he'd gagged her when he left, so nobody would hear her screams, and how he would lower the gag only to press his mouth against hers when he returned. The police would want to know what he'd said to her, but she would have to tell them that she had stopped asking him questions after the second day of captivity because he never answered. He'd expressed what he wanted by touch. She'd be sure to tell them how he'd caressed her and lifted her up, how he'd maneuvered his body against hers, how she had known she must follow his lead.